rather than going outward and keep looking outward, look inward, look at what's working. And so once I started doing that, I saw a real shift, to be honest.
It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Well, hello and welcome. It's great to have you here. Now, you'll know if you listen regularly that I love to occasionally give a little shout out to the listeners who are kind enough to take the time to post a review of the show. And I've got one of those to do today. So thanks to Lee Saw from the USA for your 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. We love getting one of those. Lee says, we are the best in the biz. Chloe is queen. Thank you so much, Lee. I have learned so much from Chloe and her guests, and it has paid off in the form of hugely increased revenue in the years I have been listening to her podcast. I cannot recommend this podcast enough. No gimmicks, just the concrete steps to take to build a solid business. An absolute must listen. Thank you. Well, thank you, Lee. So massively appreciate a review like that. That is awesome. And all of you listening, if you would like a shout out at the start of an episode, then just go to ecmp.info/review to find out how to leave us a review, even if you're not on Apple. One last thing to do before we get into the interview. Sorry about this. Just lots of housekeeping today. But I need to say a massive thank you to Ronald Dodd from Reallift for the introduction to this awesome guest. Thank you so much, Ronald, for the intro. So in this episode, we're talking fashion. We haven't done fashion in far too long on the show, so we're having a fashion retailer on. We're also talking big sustainability. The main part of this episode is heavy on inspiration and ideas. We're talking a bit about team. We're talking about growth. We are talking about mission. And then my guest has some killer advice, brilliant advice when we get into the insider tips. Sorry, the top tips even. Wrong podcast, Chloe. Anyone who listens to both my shows will know what I just did got wrong there, but there we go. So what I'm saying is, guest has brilliant top tips. Make sure you listen right to the end of the episode so you get her advice there and my own take on this episode. Do you know how many emails are sent per day globally? 270 billion of them every single day. That is an overwhelming number to compete with when you're trying to reach your customers. And what about inbox placement? Maybe you have a 99% deliverability rate, but how many of those emails are getting trapped in the spam folder? In today's world, your email marketing program has to be one component of a holistic, data-driven approach to marketing. Get advanced targeting and AI-powered personalization without sacrificing deliverability. Learn how at ecmp.info/bloomreach. That's ecmp.info/bloomreach. Visit ecmp.info/bloomreach today. And now to introduce today's special guest. Lindy Benson is the founder, CEO and chief creative officer at Blue Salt, a luxurious line of seasonless basics made sustainably 100% in the USA from the softest fibers on earth. Founded in 2017, they sell via a Shopify site and a flagship store in Malibu, and since launch have sold $25 million of product. Hello, Lindy.
Hi, Chloe. Thank you so much for having me.
It's exciting to have you here. I love what you are doing at Blue Salt, and congrats on selling so much in such a short period of time.
Well, thank you so much. See, I've been to Blue Salt University, so I don't really know where I land sort of in the landscape of what's a lot, what's not a lot. You see so many different companies with so many different numbers and not knowing what's what, you know? So...
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. So on Blue Salt University, how did you end up running an e-commerce brand? How did you get into this industry?
Well, it's a very good question. I did not go to school. I am not a designer. I am not a business graduate from Harvard or anything like that. I just fell in love with this fabric. I put one step in front of the other. I didn't have a plan, really. And I launched this in 2017 in October. And we didn't even have a marketing plan or anything at that point. I only had PR. So the first year was that. And then, of course, since I have been to Blue Salt University, I learned you do need to run Facebook ads and such in order to let people know if you're on the computer, online, or on the internet, how are they going to find you? So I literally started with the very, very basic idea that you have to let people know that you're on the internet. And how do you do that? And then I learned how to do that. And that's it. It's not like it came the other way around where I had this grand plan.
So it all started with the fabric. So you're going to have, that's quite some fabric. So tell us a bit about the fabric that's inspired you to do all of this.
I was starting another business, and I created a sweatshirt for promotion that had the name of the other company on the front. And it was this incredible fabric. And everybody kept asking for the sweatshirt for this other company. They wanted to we have another one and another one. And I was like, what is this fabric? It's so amazing. And I researched it and it was terrible. It was just awful for the environment. It was essentially plastic. It's called Modal. And it's one of the worst perpetrators of the environmental issues with fashion and such. Like, the fibers for this fabric come from trees. And when you extract the fibers, that takes a lot of chemicals that go into the earth. So that's what this one fabric I learned did. But I kept researching. And why? I don't know. I just kept researching it. And I discovered a company called Tencel. I went to see them in New York. And they explained to me their company, their process. It was the same fabric, only done in a sustainable way, because there's this thing called a closed loop process where the chemicals do not leach out. And so I had found myself then something that was more interesting and, you know, more environmentally friendly. And I just kept putting one step in front of the other and becoming more and more passionate about it as I went along. And then the fabric I found was incredible. So then I created a little capsule collection, and then I launched that at the Malibu Pier with some friends and some press. And just little by little, the word started getting out with friends, locally kind of, and, you know, just felt that we had a great product and there was starting to become some demand and people were just asking and asking and asking for it, honestly. And so then I figured out how to get a marketing person in place, and that's really all.
Lindy, is still every product you do made of the Tencel product, of the material? Is it still that commitment that you've got going on?
Yes, and I don't know if part of it is just because, like I said, I'm not in the industry, fashion business. I'm not a fashion designer. I just fell in love with this particular thing. And before I created Blue Salt, I used to wear a lot of cashmere, head to toe, beautiful cashmere pieces. It's a beautiful thing to feel luxurious and soft and warm. You're at the beach, you're on a bonfire, and then you might go to dinner. So this lifestyle sort of lends itself to a certain way of dressing. And when I would be in that cashmere, it felt too precious, you know, for the environment, right? And then you have to dry clean it, and then it gets a little wet and a little sticky. So once I put two and two together and made some, you know, styles with this new fabric, it was a game changer.
Yeah, Kashmir and the beach is not a match made in heaven, is it?
It's not. You want it to be, though. But so this is because you throw it in the wash. You can have your wrap on and be, you know, elevated and going on a beach walk and walk into Nobu. And then you can throw your wrap in the washing machine afterward. You know, it's like it just really does actually lend itself to that, whereas Kashmir doesn't in that specific way. So I was thrilled.
You mentioned you ended up bringing a marketing person on. So what now, 6 years on, almost 6 years on, does your team look like at Blue Salt?
So the Blue Salt team is a combination between employees and contractors. I think there's pros and cons to both. You know, contractors are so self-motivated. They are doing the best for their own businesses. I love that because we're all sort of in the same mindset in that way. You know, everybody's just hustling and doing their best mm-hmm. and they're just for a common goal and it feels great. And then it feels like when you have employees, my team is amazing. It just feels like you have to figure out the best motivation for them and all of that, because it's not coming from, you know, their own business. So you have to use your leadership skills and your inspire people and keep them engaged in how passionate you are. And that's where your passion for your business comes in, I feel like, you know, because you have to just let that bleed out everywhere.
So how do you decide which projects are best or which projects or which responsibilities are best in the hands of a freelancer, of a contractor versus an employee?
Well, a lot of times I believe that comes down to the budget. You know, so like once the contractor gets to be the price of an employee that could do the same job, then you have a decision to make, you know, whether or not you want to have an in-house person or do you want to continue on that? Because at that point, it's like the same cost. So I feel like, you know, of course, everybody that's working on the team is excellent, because again, I'm in Blue Salt University. I do not know these things. I have to have experts all around me and people that know what they're doing. And I've learned from everybody else. I really feel like I work for my team rather than the other way around.
I think many founders do feel that way. And I think it's quite a good way to feel. It makes for a stronger overall operation. So one of the things I find fascinating about your business is the kind of the commitment to seasonless basics that you've taken with your product range. What led you to doing seasonless basics?
Well, again, I'm trying to, you know, keep it simple because I'm not creating the next, you know, polka dot dress for spring or what have you. So I'm creating what I love and what I know and how I like to dress. And that is a very specific way with basics, classic basics, the silhouettes that work the best for you. You know, you can find the pieces that are, whether they're Blue Salt or not Blue Salt, I feel like everybody needs these pieces in their closet, like a perfect t-shirt, a polo shirt, a button-up, a trouser, a legging, you know, like they're all, that's why it's called the classic shirt or the tube skirt, because I really try to make, you know, this is the one, and this is the one that's the best one in the category, and we spend an incredible amount of time on the fit. Like trying it. How does it look on me? How does it look on you? How does it look on the next person? You know, and being like, yes, this is the perfect tee. It looks so good on everybody. And, you know, so that is sort of how I design. If I'm designing, I'm looking for a perfect fit. I'm looking for a classic piece. And then you put it into the softest fibers on earth. And it's just the perfect classic basic. And so what I promote is actually less shopping. So if you're really, you know, a perfect sustainable person, you're never shopping, you're not buying anything, but we like this fabric, so we are going to shop. So, but I want to make it as simple and minimal for the customer to understand how to have a wardrobe that works for you, that you feel great and in your life, and it makes it better because you don't have to think about your clothes. So we sell capsule wardrobes. So there's 6, 9, and 12 piece capsule wardrobes. But if you paired those along with your very own favorite things, that's where you get your own personal style. I don't know if it's your grandmother's Chanel jacket that you've had that you want to wear, you know what I mean, that you incorporate, or your favorite boot of the season, and that's it, and that's all you buy, and you spend your money on tried and true things. I really, really believe in price per wear, quality, stuff like that. So when you're going to buy a jacket or a blazer, get the best one. Save up for it. Get the one that's going to last you for many, 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 many years. And then the classic basics are just there to be the base.
I love everything you just said, Lindy. This idea of shopping less is about not just buying fewer pieces, but buying the right pieces, the right basics, the right statement pieces that are going to last and last and last. And I think it's something which we're all going to be realigning ourselves and, I guess, struggling to work at how we make that change. Do you, across your marketing and your PR and, you know, everything that you're doing at Blue Soul, are you trying to change people's behaviors as well as produce fantastic clothing?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm just trying to teach them, like, years ago, or, you know, more than a few years, they had this line, I forgot even what line of clothes it was, but it was called Garanimals. Do you remember that?
I do.
And you matched up with the little icon on the shirt and the pants, and you could match it. So if one was, you know, a bear and then the other bear, you could wear that top with those pants, you know, like it kind of showed you how to do it. So I'm kind of trying to get that concept across with Blue Salt in the way that, like, I'm trying not to have too many pieces either. I just want to have the right ones, the right silhouettes, you know, a long A-line skirt. Then we've got a tube skirt, which is tight. And then we've got the perfect skirt, which could be a little shorter. And then we've got, like, all the silhouettes that you might need for you, which ones you like. Like, I really noticed that everybody has their own ideas. Like, if you are a curvy person, some people want to hide their curves, unfortunately, and some want to show them off. And you can do it both ways. You can size up, size down. So yeah, I want to teach people that to find the silhouette of the pieces that they like best and pull out their classic, you know, their favorite things. So we just did on Friday for our Q2 campaign called Feel Your Best Day with real customers. And we picked two outfits together, and then they brought their accessories. And they really get it, these certain customers. They really understand, and it really has changed. You know, there's so many things that are so beautiful that people don't buy because they think, oh, I could never afford that. I can't have that. Well, it's a thing you can do, actually. If you but people don't, they don't believe in price per wear somehow. But when you buy quality, it lasts. It really, really lasts. And, you know, Zara is a beautiful, if you go on the website, everything looks beautiful and amazing. And it's like, you want everything on there. The pictures look incredible. It's $10. It's, you know what I mean? It's just like this, it's such a tease of, like, it's everything just looks incredible, but you get it and it doesn't last for a month sometimes, you know, doesn't last one wash. It's just, so that is a waste of money to me.
Yeah. And I love that you're doing what you're doing, because I think it's on all of us as e-commerce marketers, e-commerce business owners, to start helping consumers make that change, to show them how they can shop in a different way and in all those ways you were just talking about. So I really love what you're doing. You mentioned earlier as well that you sell actual capsule wardrobes. So there's one that's 6 pieces, one that's 9 pieces, and one that's 12 pieces. Now, I saw that on your site and I thought, wow, they actually get people to come on and go, yeah, just give me the 6 piece and hit the buy button. How did you come up with actually packaging the capsule for people on their behalf and doing those kind of big bundle products? Because you so rarely see that on a fashion site.
Well, also, it's only $750 for 6 pieces. That way you could really budget too. And those pieces, if those are the ones that work for you, which those are the ones that are the best sellers. And so that's why I picked those for the six. Plus I tested these where I go away for a week, only bring those and like two pairs of shoes and two jackets. You know, I've done all of those kinds of things. I know that they really, really work and they really, really take you day to night. They take you so far. Like the 6-piece capsule wardrobe, depending on your own things, you could go forever with those pieces and feel like you're wearing a new thing every single time. It's basics. You just always look good. It just also, and then it depends colors, you know, and then you get, you know, then you can get more fancy. But if you want to just, if you were going to be like a kindergartner trying the capsule wardrobe, you get a 6 pieces, you pull out a few of your favorite things and you just see how far that can take you. And I promise you, it's so freeing to not have all of these things all the time. Like, especially when you're traveling, I used to travel, quite a lot. Prior, I was married to a musician. So we were like on tour for years and years, never stopping. And I only would have a small bag. So that came from that.
You are an expert in the capsule wardrobe.
Yes, I think I started with that. I think that's where that came from. Yes.
Excellent. And have you always done those capsule bundle packages, or did that come further down the line of the business?
No, it just came about, I think we started it last year. I started doing these lives and I was able to really talk to the customers and explain how many ways you could wear each thing, and then people started buying it more. So once they really can visually see how many different. And I'm still sort of always working on that too, to how to show like just how many ways you can wear only 6 pieces, the right 6 pieces.
It's quite a leap of faith for people, isn't it? Going, oh, what you're saying? I can, oh, not, you know, you see people going through the airports with all the, you know, all the baggage in the world. And you're kind of like, how do we convince them that actually you could get away with the carry-on?
No, but it is amazing because I have a lot of customers, and the greatest thing about direct to consumer is that you are so personal with your customers. E-commerce to me is like just so much better than, that's why we don't have any wholesale. We did have Selfridges for a while, but the thing is that, you know, you just have things sitting on there on the rack and the salesperson has no idea what they're selling. They don't know about the brand. Like, I feel so spoiled being an e-com business because I can explain these things, you know, and I can really, really, yeah, teach people how to do this because it saves you money. It really does. And it also just is so freeing just to not have to worry about what you're wearing all the time, and you look great all the time because you have all your favorite things on.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
Do you know how many emails are sent per day globally? 270 billion of them every single day. That is an overwhelming number to compete with when you're trying to reach your customers. And what about inbox placement? Maybe you have a 99% deliverability rate, but how many of those emails are getting trapped in the spam folder? In today's world, your email marketing program has to be one component of a holistic, data-driven approach to marketing. Get advanced targeting and AI-powered personalization without sacrificing deliverability. Learn how at ecmp.info/bloomreach. That's ecmp.info/bloomreach. Visit ecmp.info/bloomreach today. Have you yet downloaded our ebook? To celebrate reaching episode 500, we've created an epic e-commerce success-focused ebook for you, packed with 500, yes, 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable, featuring the advice of many, many past guests alongside industry experts and many of you as well, our listeners. I've checked every single tip and organize the whole thing into sections for you, making it super easy to dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need it. This ebook needs to be sat on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at ecmp.info/ebook. Get 2024's most valuable e-commerce ebook now, ecmp.info/ebook.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. So Lindy, are you ready for the top tips?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this then. The book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
Well, I love The Motivation Manifesto. And I always have that by my bed, believe it or not. Like I just always just have a quick, or by my bed, I also have it on my desk. Just take a quick look if you ever need it. Also, the Rick Rubin's book, I have to say, I just finished that. Rick Rubin's book called The Creative Act, A Way of Being is pretty spectacular.
Excellent. Two more great books for our wish lists. Thank you very much, Lindy. The traffic top tip then. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Well, for now, it's still Meta. My job at the moment is looking for things that are everything but Meta. But for now, it's still Facebook Meta.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where that ends up at the end of the year. How much are we still spending on Meta and how much has gone to other places?
Yeah, just, well, they've priced it out of the ballpark, you know, and that's too bad. It's so great, but you can't just rely on just that anymore if it's going to be that way.
No, you and many others are busy working out where things go on that front.
So, I know. Yeah. Why don't they just make it more affordable and everyone will stay focused on Meta?
Yeah, you do wonder if there's going to be a big price crash. One week, we're suddenly going to see everyone piling out on social going, Meta's come down, Meta's come down. I have a feeling we won't.
I agree.
So next then, the tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
Oh, well, this was just, I was going to just give a little social media tip of something that I use all the time because I actually do my own social media. It's called a Video Joiner. That was my tip. It's probably not a great tip, huh? Maybe I should rethink that.
No, anything that makes social media easy is always a good tip. So what do you use Video Joiner for?
So now these clips are getting so short. And, you know, if you want to create a story and you want to, you know, add a few clips together, that's what it does. So, you know, I'm a little bit older over here and I'm doing social media. So I have to also learn on the fly, and I have these little tricks of little things, and people are like, how did you do that? I just found this app, and I figure it out and do it, but that's my favorite one, and that's the one I use most, is the Video Joiner.
Cool, and is that for Instagram or TikTok or Facebook you're using it?
I'm using it really for the feed or stories or reels.
Going.
Well, that's not true. You could also use it for ads if you were going to clip some things together. You could use it for anything. It's just taking any video that you've shot on your phone and clipping it together into making it like a story.
Nice. Okay. I love that one. And the growth top tip. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their e-commerce business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
Well, yes, I can tell you that I got a expert tip from an expert, somebody that is very, very established in the fashion business. And he advises me at times. And I kept looking outward. What else could I do? What else can I do to grow? You know, what else? What else? And looking outward, he suggested something that really is genius. It's simple and it works. And that is, look inside. Look at what's working. Look what's already working and double down on that. Rather than going outward and keep looking outward, look inward, look at what's working. And so once I started doing that, I saw a real shift, to be honest.
I love that.
And that is also in the clothing, also in the styles. So if somebody love the oversized V we have, this shirt, it's oversized, it's V-neck. It didn't occur to me, of course, we should do a crew neck. Some people like crew necks. They like the same style. So we started really looking at what works and doubling on that. And I guess you have to have a little water under the bridge in order to do that early on. That's not possible. You don't have as much data to go off of.
Okay, Lindy, thank you for all those awesome top tips. Now, before we say goodbye, would you please remind the listeners where they can find you and your business on the web and social media, please?
Blue Salt is spelled BLEUSALT, and that is our Instagram. And then we're sold exclusively on www.bluesalt.com. Also, you can download our Blue Salt app, and you can shop local in Malibu at the Malibu Country Mart.
Brilliant. Lindy, thank you again for creating such a brilliant business for us all to observe and buy from, but also for coming on and sharing so much of your story with us today. It's been lovely chatting with you, so thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. What an honor, and I would love to send you something. So if you can give me your address, I would love to have you try. I like to spread Blue Salt.
Bless you.
So I would love to send you. Yes.
Thank you very much. Well, it's always a pleasure to chat to such an enthusiastic and inspired e-commerce business owner, and also to chat to someone who is fighting the fight of trying to change our relationship with fashion and trying to change how we buy and how we consume products. So I think quite a lot of inspiration in there. Worth going and checking out the Blue Salt page and seeing or Blue Salt website even, and seeing how they run that. And I loved her clarity on employees versus contractors and how you play to the strengths of both, but also then you get down to the nitty-gritty of the financials of who you use for each project. You can get your hands on our notes from today's show, including the top tips and links to what we've mentioned, by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast or use our direct-to-episode short links. They are ECMP, short for ecommercemasterplan.info/whatever the episode number is. Just put that in the URL bar and you'll go straight to the correct page on the website. When you get to the website, make sure you add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business, like our mini series on the overstock problem that's been running recently that you can find at ecmp.info/overstock. Now, if you liked this episode, then you can find all our fashion episodes at ecmp.info/fashion for lots more fashion advice. Thank you so much for tuning into this and every episode of the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners to succeed and thrive with their businesses, including progressing along the path to net zero. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. I hope you have a great week, and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.
It's time to download our 500 top tips to make your e-commerce business more profitable ebook. Go to ecmp.info/ebook now.